Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
It's that time of the year again when everybody wants to take off the holiday pounds. Well, Weight Watchers International stocks soared yesterday after it struck a deal with producer and recording artist DJ Khaled, who will represent the brand to millions of his followers on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram and Facebook. You know, DJ Khaled, whose Rihanna featured Wild Thoughts was one of 2017's biggest hits, will document his experience and progress on the new Weight Watchers Freestyle program. Now, the 42-year-old be speaking candidly about how the program gives him the freedom and flexibility to make healthier choices while keeping up with his busy lifestyle. Now, if you remember, Oprah Winfrey still owns 10% stake in Weight Watchers and has appeared in the ad saying that she has lost more than 40 pounds on the company plan while eating pasta and tacos. Well, Oprah has made approximately $300 million from her investment in the weight loss company. We don't know how much DJ Khaled is making, but I'm sure it's a nice figure as well. Congratulations to him. And then we get to see how much weight he's going to lose. Hey! Well, not to make anyone jealous, but here in California, we do have warm weather and weed. Yep. On January 1st, marijuana became legal in California. And guess who has made a big investment in the business? Nah, it's not Snoop Dogg. It's Mike Tyson. He has cashed in. He apparently broke ground on 40 acres in California City for what will be called the Tyson Ranch. Now, it's a resort that will produce high-quality strains of THC. It also will use technology to advance research on marijuana's health benefits. 20 acres of the land will be set aside for cultivation facilities, and the rest will be a school to, you know, show growers how to perfect their own strains. And it seems there will be no shortage of activities on the ranch because they have got a plant, they've got supply stores, they've got an edible factory, they've got a campground, cabins for glamping. I don't know what that is. Anyway, along with an amphitheater. But the most interesting part of this venture is the company that runs the ranch is really planning to hire mainly veterans. The aim is to take care of those who served in the armed forces. So Mike Tyson is really trying to do something good here. Ooh, let's just hope he doesn't get munchies from his product, because we all remember the ear-biting incident. And that was before weed in California. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and at AURN.com.